request. That is, if you will continue to encourage us to desire to become Radha Dasi. I know it is far away and we have no greed, but you have made us want this. Now I have to ask you to continue to encourage us.
Have you read Venu Geet, Gopi Geet?
Yes, 10th canto.
And Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet. The explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Yudhishthira.
No, I don't have the full explanations by them. I have some. But I read those Geets again and again.
No. It will add your... It will help, very helpful. And then, first read Madhurya Kadambini. And we will discuss about it. Arag Bhatma Chandrika. Ujjwal in Mani Bhakti Swami Srimad. The books of Rupa Goswami. It will help. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Sometimes you say the books alone will not help. But with your...
But we can discuss.
Discussion. Read something and ask you something.
Then we can discuss all these things. It will be very helpful. Then we can discuss about further how we can enter in this realm. This is called bhajan. Though samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasimanam archanam bandhanam dasakhyatma nivedanam. There are 9 kinds of bhaktis. And they will be also very helpful in raganuga. But subject is changed.
Yes.
Understand it?
Yes. Same process, but different
name subject. Same.
Yeah. Shravanam.
Process same. Yeah. But subject will be changed.
Yeah.
Sramanam, the Vaidhi Bhakti Sraman will be changed into Raganuga. And every night will be changed. Now this should be very... gradually they should be changed. Gradually. Automatic. Have you read Jayati Te Dhikam? This Gopi Geet?
Gopi Geet, yes.
With explanations?
In there are explanations, yes.
Of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes, it's the disciples of our Prabhupada after his disappearance. They have taken some of the commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti and translated. Not all.
Not all?
No. Each they make a purport and they have selected a little bit.
Sometime you can bring with you.
Yeah.
And we will see.
Oh. Gopi
to feather anything.
Anything, yeah.
But especially these things.
I will bring.
We can start from Venu Geet.
Yes.
What Vishwanath Chakravarti has told. And what is there.
Right.
Then we can discuss all these things. Then gradually we can go. All are very helpful for Raganuga Vaishnava. What were the views of gopis? That view should be taken for Raga Anugraha. What they used to think about Krishna when he used to go for cowherding. How they served Krishna. How they felt separation. Everything is there.
We can appreciate it, even though we cannot fully realize. But always appreciate their point of view, not another point of view in another rasa.
That gradually we can take by tadatma, you know?
Tadatma.
Tadatma. Tadatma means like
a likeness, self.
Like fire in
iron. Yes, yeah.
Man mana bhava mat bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the bhava of Radhika and became tadatma with Radhika. So a follower of Raganuga becomes tadatma with Sarup Shakti.
When I was with you in New Delhi, I asked you some questions about Srimati Radharani. I asked, does she show her compassion to the conditioned souls, fallen jivas? You said, no, Srimati Radharani is completely fixed on Krishna and the Sakis. So then I read this statement. I was reading Radha Rasa Siddhaniti with the commentary by Ananta Pandit. And he said something that sounded very nice. He said that in the Braja Leela, the Radha's mercy is hidden and closed, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood and complexion of Sri Radha, he manifests Radha's compassion to the world. So that compassion of Lord Chaitanya, Namo Maha Badanaya Krishna Prema Padayate, is that coming from Radha? Is that her mercy?
He preached the Radha Bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But even he preached to the fallen souls. He said, chant Hare Krishna, no matter whether they were of any Shudra or woman or caste, he gave everyone the holy name. No one ever gave so much mercy.
Yeah, cool.
हम अजमेर से मगर चल यहाँ कोई सर्द संत का आश्रम है छोड़ा बना
वाइड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ हरि नाम दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिड दैट मर्सी इज दैट श्रीमती राधा
कृष्ण नाम इज सो मच डियर टू राधिका एंड विदाउट नेम bhajan will not be. Any Bhimukhji cannot come in this way. So name is sadhan and sadhya both. For Raganuga's devotees, at last this name is sadhya, and that name comes with that frame in sadhyavastha. Name, Krishna name becomes Nayaka in Siddha Bhumi, Kishore Krishna, and in ordinary persons, name is sadhan. So for ordinary person, sadhan name is essential.
In this name, in Shravan, we'll have to search any good Vaishnava to hear something. Any other person is required. In anything, in any of nine bhaktis. But name help by help also, by yourself, or whatever the condition will be, name is always helpful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave first name, then he gave name with prem. Naam prem mala gathi parailo sabare. Do you remember this?
No.
Name with thread.
Oh.
Name is flower.
Like a garland.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu garlanded in prem. Your prem is thread. And name is flowers. And gave it to all jivas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this thing with prem name. Here is the speciality, but in other Kali Yuga, this speciality is not there. Name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna name, Hare Radhike, Krishna with conjugal love.
Ujjvala.
So, name is Sadhya and Sadhana, both.
And we can say that that is Radha's mercy coming from Lord Chaitanya?
You can say. Krishna mercy, we can say. Radha mercy, we can say.
Chaitanya.
Radha mercy is more superior. If prem, unnat ujjal prem, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested and given it to other jivas, he tested Radha Prem. Mahabhav, Rood, Adhirood, Madan, Modan. Prem Vaichitya. You heard this verse?
Yes.
Prem Vaichitya. Then in Bhramar Gita, and prem jab vaichitya becomes only in direct meeting, not in separation, prem vaichitya. And in Bhramar Gita, this is the separation bhav. Here, chitta, what word I am?
Jumpa.
Chitra Jalpa and become mad.
Divyon Mad.
That word I. Divyon Mad. In separation. And then Mohan Bhav comes. Only in separation. Madan comes in only meeting Prem Vaichitya. In Prem Vaichitya, separation plus meeting, both are there. And in Prema Vaichitya Divyonmad, first separation, and in separation meeting is there. And in Prema Vaichitya, very good thing. Iski tabiyat kharab ho rahi.
I knew Gita, and if I had any question on it, one verse.
So I have you understand how many slokas you have read?
I've read about 8.
8?
Yeah. Beginning.
Any question?
Yes.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, this is translation. Sanskrit. I've heard you say that this verse is the most beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam for description of Krishna. Varaharbitam
natamaravam.
Yeah. So, it is...
What is written there?
The translation. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue kanikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
Anything more?
That's the translation.
Any explanation?
Very small explanation. It just says, this is not our Srila Prabhupada, but his followers. The gopis remembered all the transcendental qualities of Krishna mentioned in this verse. Krishna's artful way of dressing and the beautiful blue flowers placed over his ears excited the gopis' romantic desires, and as he poured the nectar of his lips into his flute, they simply lost themselves in ecstatic love for him. I wanted to know how a devotee on our level can use a verse like this in Radhanuga sadhana, Radhanuga sadhana bhakti. Do we
remember this is a slok is Raganuga? Try to remember like this.
This is a morning pastime. Can we remember it at different times of the day?
This is morning. When he is going and entering in Vrindavan. Your gopis are seeing only by heart. They are feeling like this. Krishna has gone. And gopis are gathering in the youths.
Groups.
Groups. That is called yutha.
Yutha.
There are so many kinds of gatherings. Yutha, Gaan, Samuha. So many. A youth is divided into thousand and thousand of Gana, Lalita Gana, Vishakhar Gana, Chitra Gana, and in one Gana there are so many Samuha, so many, and in their group, in Samuha, there are so many batches, so many batches. So Srimati Radhika is Yutheswari, Chandravali is Yutheswari. Also sometimes Lalita, Visakha, Chitra becomes Yutheswari. Shyama Yutheswari. Shyama. Bhadra as Yutheswari. So all in their own youth they are sitting and telling all these things, and they become tadatma to that lila, pastime.
Became one, close with it.
They are not remembering their homes, their physical body, or any material things. Only they are seeing Krishna and their pastimes, sitting in their home. Krishna is in cowherding in forest. At first, in two slopes, first two slopes, Kusumita Banaraj is Susmadringa, and first slope is
First slope is Itam Sharat Svachajalam.
Itam Sharat Svachajalam Padamakar Sugandhina Nabasat Bhavina Bhatam Sargo Gopa. Yes, Svarata Satcha. The time is very good time. Nearer to Basanta Ritu, nearer, after this Basanta Ritu. Sarat Kaal.
Yes, Sarat.
No summer, no winter in the midst. All flowers are blooming. And by the heart of all fragrant. Bhar means?
The smell? No. The bhar.
What is called if we take something here? Burden.
Ah, the burden. Yeah.
Burden means? What?
Weight.
Weight.
Yeah.
The weight of fragrance makes air so heavy that it cannot move so
freely, cannot blow.
It cannot blow. So, by the weight of fragrance and dampness and coolness, it becomes so smooth and sometimes like this, sometimes like this, as if a heavy weight is on the head. Anyone cannot run, cannot go fast. Ki holo?
It says Vayuna Vatam. He said the breeze was
time
so heavy.
So that if anyone gets up from sleeping and he try to walk, he walks like this, very slow. Eyes shut up. So the wind is blowing, the air is very fragrant, and it has some weight with fragrance, and so cool. And it is going on very slowly, very slowly. Dhira Samire Jamuna Tire Basati Bane Bane. Very beautiful poem of Jayadev Goswami. Dhira Samire Jamuna Tire. This is also Jamuna Tire on the bank of river. So beautiful. They are seeing in their heart what is going on there, and they are seeing and they are describing. They become so
so tadatma.
One with Krishna?
Not one with Krishna.
No.
But they gave their whole attention and heart to Krishna. And became restless. And Ashtasaptik bhav came to all this. Na sakan.
Nasikam smara vegena.
Vikshipta manaso nipa.
Yes.
Na? Vikshipta. Vikshipta manaso nipa. They were describing this scenery. How Krishna is beautiful. And what pastimes of Krishna is going on. They saw that Krishna is going on. So beautiful. With thousands and lakhs of cows. Cows are so beautiful. Sa gopalako achyuta.
Sa gopalako achyuta.
Achyuta. Krishna is achyuta. Achyuta mane?
Infallible.
Eh?
Infallible.
Yeah. Krishna does not fall from it. Beautifulness. This very beautiful.
Eyebrows.
The sight very restless. Which makes all gopis so restless and takes their heart, stills their heart. And goes away to Krishna. So vichikta manaso nipa. Vichikta means Krishna took away by snatching their heart in his heart. So they become vichikta. Their mind was, their heart was not in their body. So they became like senseless. How they became? Again come. This.
By seeing this.
This is Kusamita Banaraji. Susmi Bhringa. Susmi Bhringa.
Susmi Bringa. Dvijakula Ghushta.
Dvijakula Ghushta Sara Mahidram
Madhupati.
Madhupati Avagashya Charyanaga Sago Gopalaku. By the fragrant of Kamal, lotus, Beli Chameli Jui. By testing Madha means Madhu. Madhu means
nectar, honey.
Honey. They became mad. Sushmatasi Bhringa. Bhringa means
the bees.
Bhringa means bees.
Bees, yeah.
They are
the bees and birds.
Krishna and they are of same color and same jati
nature,
same nature, same caste, everything, their mentality, everything, so are of one kind. So Krishna is some bigger bee and bees are very little Krishna. They are of same nature and everything like Krishna. He remembers this is seeing these Brahmas, these bees. He is seeing that Susmita Bhringa. Kusamita Banaraji, Susmita Bhringa. Susmita?
Susmita Bhringa. The lakes, rivers and hills.
No. What is this? Susmita Sivri.
Susmita Bhringa.
Susmita means?
Maddened.
Why? And what they are doing? I have no word.
English words.
Susmit means mad, but how mad? That anyone attracts if the things are so beautiful. So beautiful in every way, full of honey, full of fragrance, new, brand new,
fresh new.
But these Brahmas, bees, are so mad that they have no knowledge or no thinking power that any flower which is bad, which is ugly, yet they sit on that.
No discrimination.
At first they sat on very good flowers. Kamal, Beli, Chameli, Juli. After they became blind, why they took more madhu of these flowers and became mad. Then they have no distinguish whether this is ugly or no fragrant or anything. Like gopis are telling, the Krishna sets on us and then he sets on Kubja also. So Krishna is mad also. Krishna is blind.
Intoxicated.
At that time when a man takes over drink, then he has no sense. So these Susmita Bhringa, they have no sense at all at that time.
They become maddened by hearing Krishna's flute too, or just by the madhu?
At first by this. By fragrance and madhu. Then they go to others here and there, and sometimes they become so they have no knowledge, thinking power, that they sit on lotus, which is blue jung, but
fully blossoms.
And if evening is coming, they don't care, and by this
lotus closes,
and they can cut woods, very hard woods, but here they cannot do anything because they have, there is no use of sitting.
He goes there.
But yet he goes there and he forgets all gopis which are so beautiful, so gunavati, rupavati, madhuryavati. Understand something?
They have all these good qualities, attractive qualities,
but
he does not go to them. Goes anywhere.
So like these Krishnas. Susmita Bhringa, after that
Dvijakula Ghushta.
Dvijakula Ghushta Mahidra. Seeing this equality,
Krishna and bees, and so good weather, flowers are so blooming, scent is going here and there. At that time, Dvijakula.
Birds.
What birds? Cuckoo. Begins to cry. Kuhu. Kuhu means Krishna.
How does that mean Krishna? Kuhu.
Kuhu means ka.
Ka. As Krishna. Ka.
In one letter, she denotes. Kuhu. Kuhu. When she calls Krishna, Krishna, restless, without seeing Krishna, they cannot leave. So, but it has so vast meaning.
Yeah, I did not know so much meaning. The bees, mad and bees, so many things.
In word, we can explain it in one day. For 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 hours on one word. Yes, has. But he has in a bottle.
Condensed or put in so much?
Put something. He has put whole world beauties and madhur in a bottle. So, very big and very good meanings. Dvijakul, like these cuckoos. Cuckoos, if they sing, if there are nayak and nayika, understand?
Yes. Like, lover and beloved.
Then it becomes so uddipak. Uddipak. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Light?
Uddipak means to make. If a son had died, and if we see his cloth, mother becomes weeping.
Yes.
What is that called?
I don't know what one word for it.
In Sanskrit, yeah. It's uddipana.
Yeah.
Yeah. We Krishna say floats. Yeah. Peacock feathers reminds Krishna all pastimes. Yeah.
Stimulus.
Huh?
It is stimulus. Stimulus to one.
Simulate.
Stimulate.
They hear. Mayur, peacock, they began to cry, ke ka. So, here Uddipana, you should know some Samish Sindhu terms.
Uddipan,
Uddipan.
Yes.
So you should know some terms.
Right.
Uddipan, Vibhav,
yes.
Sati,
yes.
Vyabhichari. Then you can pick up some.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we cannot remember all these things. So, peacocks, male and female. So then, cuckoos. Ke ka. What is the meaning of these words? Ke ka. Ke ka. Ke male. Ka feminine. Here, peacocks who are male are telling ke, mane who. Krishna. Radha has very great man. So much man. And she feels shy to meet Krishna because so many persons are of viruddha bhav, opposite bhav.
Yes.
Mother-in-law, husband, husband's sister, and all other persons, they criticize. So she feels shy to meet Krishna. And dharya. Dharya?
Dharya.
Dharya means tolerance.
Yeah.
Tolerance. So great of Srimati Radhika. Mm. But Krishna love, Krishna this thing.
Glance.
And float.
Overcomes.
Makes Srimati Radhika. He lifts all these things. And she is bound to meet Krishna. So who does it? Krishna. Krishna, beautifulness, and Krishna float, and everything makes Srimati Radhika excited. So that she overcomes all these things. And Kamanat, female.
Yeah.
Who means here, the meaning that Krishna is mad elephant. No? Mad elephant. Who is this?
He is caught by the rod that controls the elephant.
Control. Who can control, control this mad elephant? Only Radhika. Only Radhika can control. None.
That is the meaning of Kika.
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 These are also making.
Increasing the wrath.
Krishna to remember Radhika. And Radhika of then Mahid Brahm Sarit. Sarit means
Sarit.
Rivers, overflowing with joy by seeing Krishna and by the sound of Bansi. Sweet sound of Bansi. Jamuna is overflowing. Madhupat avagandhya charya. Madhupati here, Krishna. Madhupati. He is the master of all madhu. All kinds of. Your love.
That's why he is called in this verse Madhupati.
Madhupati. And keeping similarity with Vringa. Vringa means beast. He is also, he drinks madhu, Krishna is also. Both are madhupati. But Krishna is bigger and in little. All cows are controlled by Krishna. All cows. By the sweet voice of Bansi. And by the sweet
nectar
from Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, come, cows.
If Krishna calls, they come, all come running. So at that time, Krishna took his bansi on his lips and he began to play on this bansi. Everyone became mad. Prakriti also became mad. Prakriti means?
The matter.
Nature also became mad. Every flowers and trees and everything, also gopi, everything became mad. So, tad braja istriya ashutta venu gitam smarodayam. They are not hearing, but they are in mind and by heart they are hearing the song and sweet voice of Bansi. So, smara udayam.
Remembering.
What? Smara means?
Remember. No, Cupid. Kamadev.
Kam, at once, went on his upper stage. Kam means prem, but not ordinary prem. What kind of prem? Kam. To meet gopis. Here, to meet Krishna. To taste Krishna in every way. So to become mad in a smara. Kaschit parokham Krishna sasa sakyatyad. They began to, when a thought is fulfilled, then it goes out, water. Understand?
Yes.
If there is a but, this thought, if it fulfilled, and yet water is
overflow,
then it overflows. So began to tell all these things to other gopis. But the smara udaya was so much in high degree that they could not speak in order. Sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes. No krama.
No sequence, order.
No order. If a madman walks, he has no that he will go on a same path, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here. So began to talk here and there, Krishna pastime, no krama. I cannot, I have no such words in English. So it is very difficult to me.
You gave many words. We are done. Oh, but your English is fine. Yes, we'll go.
I feel very sorry that I cannot give my full ideas.
Whatever you can give is more than we can understand. I feel that we have come to steal the madhu.
But I'm giving you lines to think.
Yes.
How explanation can be done.
Right. That is what I wanted to know. Now we can look at this verse and think of all these different things.
What is your name? Sat Sarup Maharaj.
Yes.
What is the meaning?
The form of truth.
Huh?
The form, swarupa, of truth, sat.
What?
Form of truth.
What?
Krishna. It's the name of Krishna, who is truth personified. That is what I was told.
Sat swarup. You are in your sat swarup. What is your swarup? And what is the best swarup?
natural form.
But
the best swarup is Gopi Manjari.
What? Having what qualities?
It has sat, it has truth in it. Gopi Manjari has what qualities?
Qualities and their saundarya and
beauty.
Beauty. So much bhav. To be established in this bhav is satsang. Not in Krishna.
Radha Dasi.
That's
satsaru.
This is satsang.
Thank you for that meaning.
So, how to explain words in Sanskrit?
It takes a rasika vaishnava.
We should know all this to extreme point. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Galdev Vishwa, explained all these things. Having these words, one letter, letter to letter, and so many bhav.
Varaha Tridam Natavar Bapu Karnayo Karnayo. Hat, what you have?
Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head. Blue karnikar of flowers on his ear. Garment as brilliant as gold. And the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
Anything more you have? You know?
You already explained that Krishna had already gone into the forest and they're remembering him in the heart now.
And what else?
Well, they're speaking in groups, privately, gopis, without awareness of their superiors.
Barahapidam. Why Barahapidam?
Peacock feather.
It has seven colors.
Seven.
Root colors. Very beautiful. You know rainbow?
Yes, it's a rainbow.
Rainbow denotes these seven colors.
Yeah.
Why rainbow is there? Because it always stands in the opposite direction of sun. Rainbow.
Yes.
When cloudy day. Cloudy.
Yes.
And it looks like very, very beautiful. Clouds are of shyamrang. Shyamrang, you know?
Dark blue.
Having water.
Fresh.
And amongst them, Vidyuta. Vidyuta.
The rainbow appears. No.
Electricity.
No, lightning. Yeah.
Lightning.
Comes
and goes.
Yes.
At once. The Krishna body is as clouds, new clouds, having so much water, so much beauty. And this electricity, lightning, is Pitamba. Lightning is for some time, very beautiful, but it is for always. and rainbow this mukut. And Natavar Bapu. Krishna is Natavar Bapu. Who is called Nat?
Dancer. He is not a dare dancer.
In any drama, first a couple in India,
yes,
a couple of Kishore and Kishori comes. Very much dressed, so beautiful, and so beautiful appearance. And in the mood of dance, it is called Nata.
They appear on the stage first.
Yes. They attack everyone. Everyone becomes silent. And to see and hear what they are doing. They are called Nata. Var means Shrestha. Shrestha is, you know,
the best. Shrestha, very influential person.
Best of all.
Best, yeah. Shrestha.
Krishna is not, but best of all nuts.
Not the
Shrestha. Shankar is also not.
Yeah, not the far. He's also dancing.
Nataraj.
Nataraj, yeah.
But he is best. Gandharvas and Devatas are not, but most of them is very nut of work, is beautiful and best among all. Here in India, you know Bara.
Dance, Bara, Nam, Dance, Nam. Bara.
Bara means a person, a boy, a kishore, you know?
Yeah, young adolescent boy.
Boy. Who is going to do his marriage. Whether he is black, ugly, but at that time, artificial, anything is given to him.
Yes.
So that he looks like very, very beautiful. By paste and all other ornaments of gold and
Nata Bara. Yeah.
That is called Bara.
Oh.
So, any person who is ugly yet, black also, but at that time he looks like very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Among all others, that Bara. Krishna is Bara of all. Whole world in three words, Chit, Jeev, and this one. Not a word. He is so beautiful, and he is like a mad and elephant. Sometimes he put one flower of canal, Yolis. Here, 2 years are there, but on this one, and like this, and sometimes he keeps on this, so beautiful and mad as elephant. Prajnyo ka vibhrata vasa kanak kapisam. Kanaka Kapisam. His Pitambar, you know,
yellow dress,
is more beautiful than Kanak, means gold. Vaijayanti Tamala. Combination of 7 or 9 flowers. Vaijayanti Mala from neck to feet. Very, very beautiful and fragrant with Tulasi Manjari. So that all bees are roaming there.
and sing it. Randhran Venu,
the holes of
Adhara Sudhaya. Adhara Sudhaya, nectar of his lips. He's filling his bansi. Veno. Veno is male. Yet he's on the lips of Krishna. And Krishna is filling his lips. What?
Into the hole of the flute. The nectar of his
nectar.
Lips. Yeah. Nectar of his lips.
Venu cannot keep it. It is full of amrita. And at once it comes out from Venu as a sub-sound. And it comes in Vrindavan here, in this world. And see that there is no qualified person to hear it. Anyone cannot keep it, this nectar of his lips. So it goes up and is got up to Swarga, heaven. Here also that sounds, that nectar seed, that there is non-qualified for taking it. Then he goes up to Brahmalo, crossing 14 bhuvan, 14 lokas. Here also he says that no one is qualified to have this in their hearts. Again cross. Then crossing that sea,
Viraja,
Durjanadi, goes up in Brahmalok and crossing that sea lok and crossing that goes to Vaikunth. Here also he sees that no one is qualified to have this. So it goes to Ayodhya Dham, then Dwarka and to Mathura. But he says no qualification is there to have this. Then it goes to Vrindavan. Here he sees that there are some qualified persons. But it does not go to Dasya, Sakha, even to Vatsal. It goes only to gopis and enters here and goes to her. And there he sees the beautiful man is there, mind and heart is there.
Oh, mind. Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah.
And it takes the heart of gopis and comes out and goes where Krishna is singing. They see that this sound, this nectar has taken our heart and in front of us he is flying away. So they at once
ran.
Those who are doing here, Anjan, the left foot. Those who are wearing dresses, they have
bent.
They have.
The bottom is on the top and the top is on the bottom.
No.
They're
not finished.
Those who were tightening their clothes here, offer was there and they were dragging their clothes. Those who were, any Sakhi was doing kajal to any, oh Sakhi, let it remain. Just this thief is taking ours. I'm running to him. So what they were doing, left. Those who were cooking, those who were serving their husband, those who were, they had utha liya hai unka alankar, hat, you know,
necklace. Somebody has taken his necklace for wearing, but
they are taken in their hand, but where to give it, put it? They have no time. So the necklace was here, and this was in here. So everything was upset, and they ran after there. They are seeing all this. No? So Urayan Gopa Vrindai, and Krishna is singing, and boys, cowherds were where?
All around him.
All around him.
Yeah.
And telling him, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. No? Vrindaranam, sapadaramanam. Where he was moving, walking, on the earth of Vrindavan. But if we were the sign of his face, were always prominent here. And the earth was thinking herself so much
fortunate
that on my breast Krishna has very lightly vahar, very gently he has put his faith in my position. Parthi also, Parthi, so much pleased. Sabadaramanam pravishat gita kirti. All gopis were there, thinking like so. And they became mad to see the fate of earth. And seeing Krishna flute, voice, and Krishna face they are seeing, and they became so mad that they could not tell anything about Krishna to each other. After some moment, they became something
and could speak.
Then they are now telling that iti venuram rajam sarva bhuta manohar. This nectar of venu was sarva bhuta manoharam. Means?
All living beings, it is.
But they were not attracted. Only gopis were attracted.
But it, then what does that mean? It steals the minds of all living beings.
It is very sweet for all. But yet, very, very sweet for gopis. How they ran after Krishna, all could not become mad. Only gopi became mad. So it is a special sweet for gopis. Sutta Brajasya Sarve Branayanto Viredi. They began to talk something about Krishna and his flute. And they began to talk what effect was on others. They were telling, अखन्वतां फलमिदं न परं विदामः सख्यो पशून अनुबेशयतो वयश्चै
Barkatram Bhaje Satanayo Sutayo Anudenu Justam Jaiva Nipitam Anurat Patakshamoksha. What meaning has been given there?
The cowherd girls said, "O friend, friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision."
Anything explanation? Special?
Just that Krishna is glancing not only at the gopis but at all the living beings, all the Vrijavasis, but they feel special.
Anything?
No.
No. Now you should hear. Those who have eyes, phalamidam.
Phalamidam. The fruit.
The fruit of eyes.
Seeing, yeah.
What is that?
To see Krishna.
Gopis are telling, we don't know anything else other than how Krishna is there. Sakya with all so many sakha is going to are coming to coming from cowherds are going to cowherds with so many sakha. Lakhs and lakhs cows are walking and going. He is going to any good forest of Vrindavan. The forest is good. Kariya Chaube ji, how Krishna is when going to forest, Vrindavan forest, full of fruits and flowers, so much fragrance as he has told in Slok 1 and 2.
Yes.
Around boys are around Krishna. Bhaktram Brajesha Sutayo Anubenu Justam. That is to see the very beautiful face of Brajesha Sutayo. Brajesh Mane Nanda. Sutayo, Krishna and Balram. No?
Yes.
Anubenu Justam. Venu is on the lips of them. Jaiva Nipitam. Anurakta Kataksha Moksham. And sing with very, very love, affection.
Anurakta.
Anurakta means affection. Sing where? Towards gopis. Smiling, wanting something, begging something. To whom?
Gopis.
Gopis. By seeing
corner of eyes.
Corner of eyes. With very great affection, with wanting something. To see the face of them is the fruit of these eyes. Those who have not seen,
useless.
Their eyes are useless. This is ordinary meaning. For common persons. Those who have no rush, those who are not rushing for them, this is. Those who are rushing, the second that I am telling, I will tell you four or five meanings of this is shloka. In different ways, that Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told. Without this explanation, that explanation is only very
external.
And it is something wrong. Because Gopi loves Krishna more. Baldevi is somewhat younger, elder brother of Krishna. Where Krishna and Baldevi is there, Gopi will like this. They will not see Krishna there. No?
Yes.
Then how he is telling both?
Yeah, I wonder.
No? So, in these words, it is hidden. What is hidden? Bhaktram, one gopi is telling to another gopis. No?
Yes.
A batch of gopis of same color, same
age
and same bhav. One youth.
Cool.
They are telling to others.
Yeah.
One sakhi is that, O sakhi, Krishna is coming. He is looking from the corner of his eyes, begging something. So beautiful. Why is that? All round Krishna. Sutayo mane Baladev Prabhu and Krishna. But Anu means Baldev is going advance,
yeah.
And Krishna is Anu, paschat,
behind him.
Anu mane paschat mane behind. Brajesh Sutayo, both Krishna and Baldev has gone some advance, and the boy mane the Krishna who is behind Baldev. And he is peeping to us.
Yeah.
Krishna, mm-hmm. Not Baldev. He has gone advance.
Mm.
And Anu means after that,
yeah.
Baldev is there. So here, to see only Krishna, and who is seeing from corner with begging something calm to gopis and smiling something. With Pushpabhan. Pushpabhan, you know? This is Pushpabhan.
Oh, his bow and arrows.
To see the face of that Krishna is the fruit of being desired. Understand?
Yes. It means not just to see him in general, but to see him with that kama.
And not a Baladev.
And without Baladev. Gone ahead. Baladev gone ahead.
Anu Venu Jishtam. Another meaning is there. Baldev has halmusal singa. He does not play on foot.
Yeah.
He may be sometimes, but he is not so efficient in flute. Krishna is very so much efficient in flute. So Anu Venu Jishtam, the boy, the son of Brajendra, Nanda Baba, who is coming later on, behind, that, and
who has a specialty that he has kept his bell on his lips. That, not who has taken
a buffalo horn?
Baldev has buffalo horns.
Yeah.
So I am not telling of him.
Yeah.
The Sakhi is telling.
Yeah.
The boy Nandasu, that is Krishna, who is going later on and who has kept Venu on his head.
Yeah.
And he is seeing with so love and affection to us. So I want to go to see the, let us go. But that gopi is telling that how we can go there? Because all our father-in-law, mother-in-law, our sister-in-law, all are here. How we begin? Don't tell very loudly. Tell very gently, so that I only can hear. They should not hear. Otherwise, they will abuse us and tell that they are very wrong ladies. And they will keep us in a home.
Locked in home.
Locked in home. So don't. She is telling that of what they will do. To see the face of that Krishna who is smiling and telling our names in Bansi, we should surely go. What they will do? They will tell that go out of home. We are ready. Otherwise will we die? But if we are here in home and not seeing Krishna, then to have these eyes is vrutha.
Useless.
Useless. So anyhow, what they will do, we see. Why they are not checking their sisters, their daughters, their all others? Why they are going to hear themselves, the old ladies?
Everyone is
going on.
Yeah.
What harm if he will go? And if they will do anything against us, we will bear it. But I will see so. Then that gopi tells that it may be that we will go there. We will see from a very long distance. Then that gopi is telling, Nipitam anurakta kataksha moksham. Nipitam
says imbibed. Taking in?
Taking in. Yeah. To drink.
Yeah.
Nipit means to drink. Yeah. What we will drink? Krishna is
anurakta kataksha, loving.
Kataksha moksham. Krishna is sending kataksha. No?
Glances.
Kataksha, this.
Yeah.
And a smiling to gopis. That one sakhi is telling that we should drink it. Go. To drink anything is to take on his lips and to drink. To go nearer. To drink the lips, the madhu of nectar of these lips. It gopis will have to go there and to drink his lips.
Yeah.
That gopi, another gopi is telling, how we can do so? All are here. So how can we do? And we will do it because when we will see this face, we'll be mad. And being mad, we will not know that what will be in future. And in madness, we will run after Krishna and go and we will drink the nectar of Krishna there. So don't fear. Krishna lips will do itself what he will do, what he thinks better. So we should not care for all these things, and let us go and drink the nectar of Krishna flute in his way. Can you?
Something?
3 or 4 minutes. Every word has a special meaning. Why these shlokas are? That it should come out in our sadhana bhajan, in the raganuga sadhana. This is we so curiosity in us to have all these things to seek Krishna. One meaning I left. Brajesha Sutayo, here, Brajeshwadan Balde, who is going forward, and Anu means those who is in age somewhat little.
Yeah.
No?
You're lesser.
And so beautiful, Krishna. We want to see that face, Krishna face. But here, another meaning is that Prajesha Sutayo means Sutayo mane two fathers. Vishvanu Maharaj and Brajesh Nanda. Both are Brajesh. Understand?
Yes. Yeah, they both are.
Both are
kings in Braj.
Braja. So Brajesh Nanda Baba and Vishvanu Maharaj. Nanda Sut is Krishna and Vishvanu Suta is Radhika. Sutascha, Sutayascha. Where there is Suta and Suta, two words.
The grammar, yeah.
In grammar,
yeah.
It becomes Sutayo. So Sutayo denotes two, that is Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna are with one place, in any kunja, and Krishna is smiling and giving his hand on Radhika, and Radhika is so much
pleased
and saying towards Krishna, and Krishna is smiling saying to Radhika. At that time, if anyone sees that Krishna face, and that face he will drink, that it's, this is the fruit of the desire.
Uh-huh.
Understand this meaning?
Yes, it's a secret meaning. You're giving the key to all these meanings.
First Baldev Krishna, then only Krishna,
yeah.
And then Radha and Krishna. Everything is in this. These are called explanation of a Rasik Vaishnava. Common person will see Krishna and Baldev.
Yeah, that's all.
Some advanced will see only Krishna. Only Krishna.
Yeah.
And most advanced Gopi Bhav will see Radha and Krishna both.
By this Vajaisya Sutta Yoga.
One thing also, Brajesha Sutayo, Anu Benu Justam. Here both are taking Bansi here.
Yeah.
How?
Krishna and Balaram.
Krishna, no. Here Radha has taken the flute of Krishna. And Krishna is telling that, I want to learn something from you, to Radhika. And Radhika teaches Krishna how to play on flute. So, at that time, to see the face of both Krishna and Radha is the fruit of
eyes.
So this is fourth meaning.
only one or two slokas a day.
Yeah. It makes us think, though, unless we get these understanding, the understanding we have here is very little.
Very little. Like nothing.